don't know whether I believe in love at first sight. Do you? Here's a story from James Bennett about seeing a stranger across a not-so-crowded room. It all begins at the front door of a Canadian disco in the 1970s.
I remember the awning. It was red. The doors, they were scratched. I remember going in. The carpet was old and worn where people had come and gone. It was early in the evening, not too many people there. I looked around and the first thing I saw was there he was dancing his little Balinese dance. It was something of a puppet show. It was like he had strings on him and he was very lyrical and to me magical at that moment. And then my next thought was, get the hell out of here. Get out now. We don't want to do this again. So I turned to go, and he came and actually stopped me. When his hand touched me, this little dancer was familiar to me. I could smell him. I could see him. I could understand that this was going to be painful again. He said, you can't go. You can't go now. We have to do this. So we danced. We danced till midnight, I suppose. But finally, when we were home and talking the night away, one of the things that he told me was that in this lifetime, he was doomed to hurt me because that's what he did. And being young, being 20, you proceed knowing that you can jump off a cliff and live, and so I jumped.